From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Debbie Elliott. New York Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton announced today she's forming an exploratory committee for the 2008 presidential race.
I'm not just starting a campaign, though. I'm beginning a conversation with you, with America.
Those words from the New York Democrat were part of a videotaped message posted on her website. The website headline reads, "I'm in." NPR's national political correspondent Mara Liasson joins me now to talk about the announcement. Mara, is this website announcement the new thing? What happened to the old-fashioned news conference?
Well, I guess it is the new thing. Earlier in the week, Barack Obama did the same exact thing. Of course, it means that you don't have to answer questions at a news conference, and that's very helpful. I think in Mrs. Clinton's case, it allowed her to do something very effective. It was an extremely cozy setting. It looked like her living room in Chappaqua, and she came across as very warm and engaging. She was sitting on this big, comfy sofa, talking in a very conversational tone, and this is the way her supporters always say she is in smaller groups. Now, that is in contrast to the prevailing image of Mrs. Clinton that the public gets, someone who's cooler, more controlled, sometimes even cautious and calculating. So I think to present her in a setting where she comes across as warm, very womanly, very humanized, was a good thing for her.
I noticed occasionally she would even lean over and kind of grab the pillow next to her on the sofa.
Yeah, I mean, she came across as very friendly. At one point, she said, "Let's talk. Let's chat." And she said that actually starting on Monday, she's going to be having live online video chats with the public. I don't know exactly how they're going to work. But clearly, she wants this to be a campaign that's more intimate, if possible.
Now, what's the difference between this exploratory committee and a formal announcement?
Well, in Senator Clinton's case, not much. She said today, "I'm in and I'm in to win." Forming an exploratory committee allows you to raise and spend money in pursuit of the White House. Barack Obama announced an exploratory committee on Monday. On February 10th, he'll have a big speech and he'll make a formal announcement. I think when you make a formal announcement, you're expected to have a major event. And if you want to tell all your supporters and signal to everyone, yes, I'm going, before you're quite ready to give that big speech, so you form an exploratory committee. It's been no secret that Mrs. Clinton has been planning a run for the presidency for quite some time.
What does the Democratic field look like now?
Well, there are seven candidates, including Senator Clinton. John Edwards, who was the 2004 vice presidential candidate, has announced. Barack Obama, as I said earlier this week. Dennis Kucinich, Chris Dodd, Joseph Biden, and Tom Vilsack. Tomorrow, Bill Richardson, the governor of New Mexico, said that he's going to be talking about his plans. So the race is very big. Right now, I would say that Senator Clinton clearly is the front runner in terms of money and support and ties deep inside the party. Barack Obama is the buzz candidate. He's generating tremendous excitement inside the party. I think he's a real formidable rival to Senator Clinton. And John Edwards, who hasn't really stopped running since 2004, has a base. He has a lot of support among labor and trial lawyers. Those are going to be two big sources of funds for him. And he is polling very, very well in Iowa, where he spent a lot of time. So I would say two top-tier candidates, Obama and Clinton, then John Edwards, and then everyone else. And the big question is, will all those other candidates literally be starved for resources because of the big 800-pound gorillas who are in the race?
NPR's national political correspondent Mara Liasson, thank you.
Thank you, Debbie.